Ivica Gori, da ovaj grad je danas 17.4.93. godine 27...
If they do not heed this, the prospects for them are grim indeed, with increasing isolation.
They will not succeed. The pressure is not going to work with us. We are right. We are fighting for our rights.
I think it's one of the worst situations I've ever seen. I mean, I had never realized you could see scenes like this living in the 1990s.
The first thing that strikes you is that the men, they look very gaunt and frightened. Their eyes are staring. They're obviously looking around them all the time.
There are whole families up here that have been massacred. I'd like to know who's done it. Who has done it? Who is responsible? It's not you, obviously, is it?
It's absolutely disgusting.
It's the law of the jungle. I mean.
People who have done this must be punished.
But they are killing hundreds and hundreds of civilian people.
And if nobody does it, so who can we believe?
Young and lovely, the girl from Ipanema goes walking, and when she passes, each when she passes goes ah. When she walks, it's like a samba that swings so cool and sways so gently that when she passes, it when she passes goes ah.
Good morning, everyone. Guten Tag, guten Morgen.
Good morning.
I'd like to welcome you all to the Hotel Europa. Welcome to London. Hope you had a pleasant flight. My name's Kate and I'm the head receptionist, and this is Sergei. He'll also be helping me to get you all checked in and issued with your room keys. Now, there's rather a lot of you, so if any of you would like to go through to the breakfast lounge where we're serving breakfast before checking in, it's just over there, behind you. It's on the right over there, so that's right. On your right, you'd be most welcome to go there. Now, we want to make your holiday in London a pleasant and relaxing experience. So if you have any problems or any questions, then don't hesitate to ask any one of the staff here. We're all here to help.
She just doesn't see. No, she doesn't see.
Room service.
I ordered 2 hours ago.
Sorry, sir, it's just been busy.
2 hours is too long.
Well, it's here now. Do you want it or not?
Wer ist an der Tür, Herr Liebling?
Jetzt kommen die ja mit dem Frühstück endlich.
Sagen Sie, was Frühstück jetzt um 12 Uhr? Wir wollen überhaupt nichts mehr.
Jetzt kommt die ja mit dem Frühstück.
Was Frühstück jetzt?
Das nach 2 Stunden? Ich bitte dich.
Nichts.
Wir wollen why nichts. Should we pay?
Well, you can take that up with the hotel manager.
Wir werden nichts bezahlen, sage ich
Ihnen. Ich denke gar nicht daran.
Look, okay, I've got things to do. I'm going to put this outside your door and then you can decide whether you want it or not.
Ich stell dir das einfach dahin. Also
if I were you, I wouldn't touch it. Chef picks his nose.
Was hat sie gesagt? Chef?
Ah, Kate, come in. Sit down. Kate, you're aware of the financial problems we've been having here at the hotel.
Of course.
I've had to let staff go. I appreciate that you and the others have worked long hours recently to keep the place going. I know you've had to do several jobs at once. I appreciate that.
Thank you, Mr. Lateef. But?
I also appreciate your help with getting new staff to cover. I know it was not ideal. I know we haven't been getting the highest caliber of late. I appreciate your discretion.
My discretion?
When the inspectors came to examine the books.
Yeah, well, Mr. Lateef, I'm sure you haven't called me into your office to thank me.
No, you're right, Kate.
Well?
Well, now we have new investors. We can reorganize ourselves, catch up with the competition, recruit more staff. And I want to repay you, Kate.
Repay me?
Of course. I want to be able to continue to rely on your loyalty.
Put your name and address here and sign over there.
Thank you. Is this a busy time for you?
Oh, yeah, it's always busy.
A bit slow getting service, that's all.
I'm sorry, sir.
Lots of tourists?
Yeah, yeah.
Good place to work, is it?
Sure, I'm not going to say it's a bad place, am I?
Where are you from?
Hungary.
Right.
Will you be settling with a credit card?
Yes.
May I take an imprint as a security?
Hotel Europa, yes.
So how many people have you got working here?
50 and a guest.
Loads. Is this your first visit?
To this hotel, yeah, but I've come to London on business from time to time.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. Will you sign here, please? Okay, so this is your key.
What happened to you on the book?
Room 202. You take the lift up to the second floor and then turn right. We have a restaurant, Rick's Cafe. It's open until 10:30, and that's where buffet breakfast is being served from 6 to 9. And we also have a gym and a swimming pool. It's on the first floor.
Okay, thank you.
We can include breakfast.
Is breakfast included?
No, that's extra. You have a pleasant stay.
Thank you. Have you got someone who can help me with my bags?
No, I'm sorry, we are very short staffed, and it's a health and safety. I can't lift. I'm not allowed.
Not without a deposit.
Have a nice day.
Look, I'll tell you what, I'll hold the rooms for 24 hours. Bitter's here. Now, Vader here.
Kate, you see that man over there, waiting for the lift?
Yes.
Hotel inspector.
How do you know?
I know this type of things. He's on his own, not with the tour.
Sergei, could you pencil in 12 doubles, 14th to the 21st, German tour. They're going to confirm tomorrow.
Sure.
Group rate C. Oh, and you're talking to the new assistant manager.
What?
Just been promoted.
You've been promoted?
That's excellent. We have to celebrate. I want to buy you a drink.
You want to take me out for a drink?
Sure. We work together every day, but we never have any time to talk to each other, if that's okay.
Reception? Layla, why are you here? You don't want to be here.
How did you guess?
You're rude, you're unhelpful, you look bored all the time. I've got a filing cabinet full of complaints. I'd prefer it if you didn't smoke in my office.
You've been caught smoking outside the kitchen on several occasions when you're supposed to be on duty. You're constantly chewing gum.
Give me one good reason why I shouldn't dismiss you.
Mr. Latifo owes my father a whole lot of money.
That doesn't mean I can't fire you.
Far away. How dare you? I never wanted to come here in the first place.
Well, why are you here?
My dad's trying to teach me a lesson. He thinks I should go back to school.
Perhaps you should go back to school.
Yeah, right.
All right, then why don't you just leave? You don't have to work here. You don't have to go to school. You're 17. Go and do what you want to do.
Doesn't work like that in my family.
I was like you once.
Yeah?
My father tried to push me into things.
Really?
He wanted me married at your age to a farmer. My dad was a farmer in Australia.
What did you do?
I married the farmer.
What?
Go travelling or something. Before it's too late.
Yeah, thanks for the advice. I'll think about it.
Well, I can't have you dealing directly with the guests. From now on, you're going to work in housekeeping.
Cleaning rooms?
Cleaning rooms.
You're kidding me. Let me get this straight. You swapped the Hilton in Budapest for the Hotel Europa in London. Are you crazy?
Well, I must be. I guess I am.
I bet you weren't doing an 80-hour week there.
No, I wasn't.
Well, all that's about to change because we're getting new staff.
I drink to that. Cheers.
Cheers.
Your promotion.
It's more sweet.
Oh, yeah.
Things are definitely going to get better.
Well, I hope so. Please, God.
Do you want one of these?
No, I mustn't.
So what are you doing here? Did you just want to change scenery or what?
Kate, in my country there's been trouble.
In Hungary?
No, I'm not from Hungary.
Where are you from?
I'm not going to tell you.
Why not?
Because I'm bored of telling people.
Bored?
Because when I tell people, they change towards me. They look at me with pity in their eyes, possibly guilt. They don't know what to say next. The conversation stops.
I promise the conversation won't stop. Go on.
I'm from Yugoslavia.
Which part?
Serbia.
Serbia, right, yeah.
I'm a bad guy. We eat babies over there. There.
What?
That look. It happens every time.
I didn't do anything.
Now we're going to spend the rest of the evening sitting in silence. You see? You don't know what's there next.
You're not giving me a chance.
That's why I don't tell people.
All right, look, so why did you leave?
I didn't want to join the army.
So you went to Hungary?
Yeah.
Doing what?
I was working in Budapest Hilton for 3 years as a chief porter.
See, we're still talking. Housekeeping.
Please leave. We are not ready.
I haven't seen your room.
We are not dressed yet. Please leave.
Well, how long are you going to be?
Please, we don't care right now. Go. Please.
Could you tell me a little bit about your previous experience?
Thank you.
Do you understand?
Understand? No, I understand. Petit anglais.
Parlez-vous français?
Français? Un petit peu.
Housekeeping. Ugh, what a pigsty.
What are you doing?
What does it look like?
We can't smoke in here. This is non-smoking room.
Yeah, thanks for the advice.
What?
What?
What are you doing?
I'm cleaning. Anyway, it's none of your business.
Well, it is my business.
Oh, so you run this hotel now, do you?
Have you been opening cupboards and looking into things?
Like I said, I'm cleaning. Can you get on with it?
It's very bad to snoop.
Ow, look at me.
Room 306 is vacated.
All right, I'll be down in a moment. If you ever touch me again, right, you're finished here.
Really?
I'm not joking. If you don't know what I'm talking about, ask your girlfriend.
What?
Enjoy your little drink last night, did you?
It's none of your business.
You could do better than her.
I think so.
Yeah, she's all screwed up.
You know her.
She tells me things about herself, what she's thinking.
Really?
Do you want to know?
What?
What she thinks about you.
What if I do?
You'll have to take me out for a drink.
A drink? When?
Whenever you like.
You know something?
What?
You should mind your own business.
So should you. So should you.
Yes.
I understand you have a problem, sir.
Yes, come in.
I'm Kate Coleman, assistant manager.
Right. Have you been here long?
About a year. What's the problem?
I'm sorry, I called you here under false pretenses. I don't have a problem. My name is David Hicks. Would you like to sit down?
What do you want?
Well, sit down, please. I'll explain.
I am on duty.
Oh, this will only take a minute. You see, I'm doing a bit of research.
I can't stay.
About hotels, mainly, for a book I'm writing, and I'm trying to get a sort of insider's view. You know, I'm going around, staying in different places, talking to people who work in the hotel industry, and I'd very much like to talk to you, Kate.
I see. Well, what sort of book?
It's a kind of guidebook, but more chatty, lighter, full of anecdotes and things. I did one on Sydney. You might have seen it. Club class guys. Are you sure you don't want to sit down? You want a tea or a coffee? Or...
No, thanks.
Anyway, so, you're Australian?
Yeah.
Sydney?
Brisbane.
Travelling the world? Presumably you're saving up to travel again.
I don't actually think
and
I can help.
I'd love to pay you for your cooperation.
Well, I'm not allowed to talk about any hotel business.
No, I'm not interested in any of that.
What do you want to ask?
Just general things. I want a bit of detail about how things work, you know. Won't take long.
How much?
Half an hour, maximum.
No, no, I'm wondering how much you're offering.
How does 200 quid sound?
200?
Not bad for half an hour chat, eh?
I can't do it now, I'm on duty.
Fine, well, whenever you like.
And not here.
Okay, just name the time and place.
There's a pub just in Roden Street, round the corner. Four Feathers. How about 10 o'clock tonight?
10 o'clock it is.
Oh, in the lounge part, it's quieter there.
Okay. Oh, Kate, I'd appreciate it if you kept this to yourself.
Of course.
I don't want to compromise you in any way.
Right.
It has always been in. No wonder they can't keep...
Probably playing the best of anyone right now at Flush.
Yes, come in.
Housekeeping.
Come in. I was just about to go out. You can do my room now.
Thank you, sir.
Been here long?
What?
At the hotel?
No.
Where are you from?
Did you just say you were about to go out, or was I imagining it?
And then I worked in the police in my home country for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
But I had to leave because I got shot in the leg here and here.
I see. Then you went into the hotel business.
No. Then I was a security guard in a factory. And then my daughter came to live in London with her husband. And I came to visit, and now I live here.
So not much experience in hotel work then.
Sorry, Kate, can I have a word?
Of course. Excuse me.
Please.
What is it?
Kate, I've got a very important business acquaintance in my office. Would you mind calling for a pot of tea? For two.
Mr. Lateef, I was in the middle of an interview. Couldn't you just call the restaurant?
Oh, Kate, you know how I hate dealing directly with the staff. I'm so sorry to interrupt. How's it going?
Terrible. I don't know where you're getting him from.
But they're cheap. Put them in the kitchens, in the laundry. They're just what we need, Kate. Believe me. Don't forget the tea. It is so good to see you. How is your beautiful wife?
She has a cold.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, Samir. You must send her my regards.
How is my daughter getting on at the hotel business?
Lila is doing very well. We've been rotating her through the various departments. She's getting a good grounding.
I don't know what to do with her, Mohammed. Her face is like a pincushion. She has studs through her nose and her ears and... goodness knows where else. She won't listen to me. She says she wants to study politics, but... I don't see her doing anything. She hardly ever picks up a book.
Oh, a lot of teenagers are like that.
I hope you're working her hard, Mohammed. She needs to learn to appreciate what she has got.
Of course, Sam, of course. Count it.
Huh? What's this?
Count it.
This is too much.
The whole amount. The loan is now repaid.
You don't want to just keep paying the interest?
Finished.
Hmm. Where are you getting it from? You're not earning it here.
Business interest.
What business interest? How are your little girls?
Fine.
Still at private schools?
Yes.
Mohammed... You're up to your ears in debt.
I have business interests.
My friend, I don't know what you're up to, but I hope you know what you're doing.
Kate.
Sergei. I was waiting for someone. A friend. It looks like I've been stood up again.
Good friend?
No, just someone, someone I've traveled with in Asia, a girlfriend. I guess we got our wires crossed.
Well, I was supposed to meet someone, but I got held up. I think he's gone already.
I thought you were on night duty.
I swapped. I'm sorry. I was supposed to ask you first.
No, it's all right. Don't worry about it.
I meant to, but you were so busy then drove from Holland, right?
Okay. Fine, really.
Let me buy you a drink.
What else? Oh, that's right. Hong Kong. The hotel I'm working in gets shut down. No one gets paid, so that's how lucky I am. Then I come to London to save up some money.
And did you?
Well, I'm still here.
finished.
One whole year later, working in a dodgy hotel.
Yeah, but now you have been promoted. Surely that's good luck.
Do you think so? Half the employees are working illegally, and I'm supposed to be responsible for recruitment.
And are you?
Of course not. I just interview them. Mr. Lateef decides who we employ. Half of them don't even know what they're doing. It's a bonus if they can speak English. I'm supposed to find them jobs and manage them.
May I have one?
Sure.
So, when did you last go home?
2.5 years ago.
It's a long time.
I don't miss it. Apart from the weather.
Your parents?
No?
No,
we weren't close. I mean, I never saw much of them when I was there anyway. I left home when I was 17.
Brothers, sisters?
No. Just me.
So, why did you leave?
Sometimes I think, who are they all? They come here on their coaches with their suitcases, and after a few days, they go. And when they go, more come. It's some kind of madness.
At least they play.
And welcoming them to this great British city are me, a destitute Eastern European, and you, traveling Australian. Oh, it's so nice to get out of this hotel. When I first came to this city, I was so excited. You know, there was so much life here. Yeah. It was like a fairground to me. Then I realized I could never be part of it.
Why not?
Back there, I was surrounded by death. You know, I've seen too much. I'm too old.
Nonsense.
No, there's too much life here.
Were you married back there?
Sure.
What happened?
Well, there was so much pressure on us all the time. Her family wanted me to join the army and fight. I didn't want to go, so I went to Budapest. She didn't come. I suppose it's life.
I was married.
What?
To a farmer. It only lasted 2 years. Didn't work out either.
When I came here, I just hid in this hotel, you know. I worked, I ate, I slept. I never went out. I existed, that's all. But now I feel, again, I feel some desire for life. Curiosity. Please, you don't mind me.
No. I enjoyed this evening.
You did.
Yeah, I just said so.
Yeah, it was so fortunate, two of us meeting. I could have easily missed you. Maybe we should do this some other time.
Yeah, maybe.
Thursday?
No, I can't on Thursday. I'm busy. I'm busy. But I can check.
Another day then,
yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, I'd like that. Yeah. But you should be careful.
Careful?
On bad luck, remember?
I don't believe in bad luck.
It's just as well. Okay.
Yeah.
Good night.
Good night.
I'm 29 years old. I've let too many opportunities pass me by. But then again, I've made some bad decisions. Oh, God, I hate these moments, don't you? Did I just make another bad decision?
What do you think?
I think it's a really bad idea to have a relationship with someone you're working with.
Yoshimoni Tour? Are you with the Yoshimoni Tour? Could you register over there? That's right. That's it. Excuse me, I'm sorry. Could you try and keep your luggage away from the door? That's right. Thank you very much.
Housekeeping. Housekeeping, good morning.
Oh, my God.
Thank you. It's room 402.
Reception. What room number?
Go to the left. 204. And then turn right.
No. You spoke to Leon Louis.
Yeah.
What? Yeah. Nothing.
Have a pleasant day.
Thank you. Mr. Lateef? There's been some damage in one of the rooms. Looks like the occupant is gone.
Gone?
Left, without paying.
What room number?
202.
Have you seen the room?
Not yet.
Well, let's go together. Hicks is some sort of hotel inspector.
Oh.
202, did you say?
Yes.
David Hicks. Been going around asking staff questions. I don't like that kid. I find it underhand. Spying all over the place, in the kitchens, down in the basement. All he needed to do was to write to me or phone. I would have helped him. He didn't ask you anything, did he, Kate?
No. No, nothing.
Did you clean his room yesterday?
Yeah.
Was he here?
Yeah.
Bathroom okay?
Seems fine.
Did he say anything to you?
Not really.
What do you mean, not really?
He said I could clean his room now.
That's all?
Yeah.
Then this morning he just packed up and left?
Well, he wasn't here, nor his things.
No luggage, nothing?
Nope.
Look, the lamp's been smashed against the mirror. Scum guests, bastard. Some people have no idea what being a guest means. They use the place as a brothel. They crap in the drawers, wet their beds, steal, vandalize. Remember what that man in 355 left in the bath? Filthy, filthy scum. I'd like to line them all up against the wall and shoot them all.
Shall I call the police, Mr. Lattie?
What do you think, Kate?
I...
This is our house, Kate. Our business. When there's trouble, we don't like to invite in strangers. They don't know our business. We do. Besides, all the police ever do is make 10 times as much work for us all. You get this room cleared up. You got his credit card imprint?
Yes.
So, charge him for the full booking plus the damage.
This is the only way to make coffee. In Dresva, on a stove. I learned it in Italy. Yeah, I was there for a short while. Brindisi. Worked behind the bar. It was after Budapest. Here.
Thanks.
Open your eyes.
Are
you okay?
Here. Wow. Good grief. Yeah, I'm tired, you know, it's been a long day.
I'm really pleased. I'm really pleased. You know what I find funny here? Everyone's trying to turn their house or their garden into something different. Why is that, Kate?
No.
Maybe they want to be different.
Maybe.
What's the matter, Kate? What are you thinking?
I'm thinking about the man in room 202.
Why?
Oh, I don't know.
Guests sleep without paying all the time.
Yeah.
What is it?
I saw Hicks. His name was Hicks. David Hicks. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, before he disappeared.
You saw him?
I went to his room. He offered to pay me £200 to help him with his research. He was writing a book about hotels.
And did you help him?
We arranged to meet. That's who I was waiting for. Sergei in the pub.
So what's the problem? He didn't come.
I should have told you.
Well, now you have.
Do you think I should tell Mr. Lateef?
Tell what?
That I'd arranged to meet him.
What would that game? He didn't show up. You didn't meet him.
Yeah, but he has disappeared. And... Well, there were signs of some sort of struggle in this room. You know, something's not quite right.
Kate, I think you're overreacting.
Really?
Well, think about it rationally. Is it likely the reason this man wanted to meet you in a pub late at night and pay you £200 was to help with his research?
Well,
I ask you a question. I want an answer.
No, I suppose not.
Probably he couldn't wait until the evening and he found someone else to be with.
Yeah, I'm so comfortable.
Kate, relax. And get yourself into state. It's not good for you.
Come over here. Let me help you. Mm.
Oh, I can feel tension. Come on, drop your shoulders. There's nothing to worry about this. I've seen this kind of things hundreds of times. It's just another middle-aged man on business, and he's looking for company.
But what about the damage in his room?
Who knows? Maybe whoever he picked up had a boyfriend or a husband who came around to his room. Maybe he's violent with women. Who knows? It's not your concern.
But where is he?
It's not your concern. Hmm?
Yeah.
Hmm. Come on, lay down.
You know what your problem is, Kate.
I worry too much.
I don't think you ever had someone you can totally trust in.
No?
Am I right? Yeah. Something you've experienced separates you. Makes it difficult for you to trust. Makes you lonely. I recognize this in your first time we met.
How?
The haunted... recognize the haunted. Some damage from the past. I can sense it. Someone tried to damage you, Kate. I think so, Kate. But you don't have to be alone. Trust me. Trust me. Hmm?
Hello. Sir?
How can I help?
We would like to go to Leicester Square today. Is it possible to walk from here?
Everything's possible, but it'll take you half an hour. Alternatively, you can take the underground. Mm-hmm. I'll give you a map. It's on the northern line.
Hotel Europa?
The nearest tube station.
Certainly.
Is when you come out.
What room number?
And right, and you'll see the white line.
Yep, I'll make door to that.
Yeah. And you'll
I'll just put you on hold, madam.
The black line. Here's the map.
Sergei?
You want northern line.
Okay.
The nearest tube station is when you come out.
Can I just check the guest name?
Right, there is a white sign.
Hicks, David Hicks.
Yeah.
Please hold.
Excuse me.
Yes.
There's a call for Hicks. I think it might be his wife.
Let me take it. Hello, Hotel Europa. How can I help? I'm afraid Mr. Hicks is no longer staying at the hotel. No, he checked out 2 days ago. Yeah. No problem. Have a nice day. See?
No problem. Please, don't look so worried.
This is your revenge. You failed.
It's not revenge. Where else can I put you? Because I like being down here. I can smoke as much as I like, and all I have to do is reload the washing machines. In fact, I think it's the best job I've ever had.
You called me down here. What do you want?
Or maybe you put me here in the basement to keep me as far away as possible from that charming boyfriend of yours. Is that wise? Screwing your staff.
What do you want?
You know that guest in 202? Hicks?
Yeah.
Well, before he disappeared, he asked me a whole stack of questions about the hotel.
He was writing a travel book.
Oh, really? He wanted to know who was here, names, where they came from, how long they've been working here. Must have been a travel book for people exploring inside hotels.
Layla, I've got a job to do. If you have something to say, say it now and stop wasting my time.
Hicks hid things in his room.
What?
I found a file full of photographs one morning when I was cleaning it.
You can't go searching through people's rooms.
I like to see the private side of people. I like to see what they're really like. What they don't want the rest of the world to see. Cleaning rooms is perfect for that.
Layla, I'm very unhappy about this.
Do you want to know what I saw? Photographs of men.
Oh, really?
All different. Don't know where they were. Somewhere foreign. Each one had a name on the back. One of the photographs was of your boyfriend in a uniform.
A uniform?
Army uniform.
I don't believe you.
He looks good in uniform.
You're making this up.
Could be.
Anyway, so what if he had some photographs? He was a writer.
That's not all.
You really enjoy stirring things up, don't you?
Yeah. Okay, this is the mystery bit. On the back of Sergei's photograph was another name.
What name?
Can't remember.
You're lying.
See yourself.
What are you trying to do?
I'm not trying to do anything. Just thought you should know. That's all.
It's too close. What do you think?
Mm-hmm.
Hello, reception? Hello? Hello? It's too hot to be stuck in here. There's no air. It's like a prison.
There's a fan in Mr. Lateef's office. That woman has called for Hicks again.
Huh?
Says he should be here. She's going to call the police.
Have you spoken to Mr. Lateef?
Yes. He says we should wait and do nothing.
Yeah, that's better.
But I've been thinking, if I call the police first...
Don't.
At least...
Reception. Yeah. Room number. Okay, I'll arrange for someone from maintenance to come in the morning. No, I can't do anything tonight. I'm on reception. No, I can't leave the reception desk. You'll just have to wait. Yeah, good night, sir. What? No, room service operates from 6 a.m. to midnight. No, there's no one there. He hung up.
What did he want?
Television wouldn't play in-house movies. These tourists, they expect to pay almost nothing and they behave like they're staying in the Ritz. Where did you say the fan was?
Hicks had a photograph of you in his room.
Hmm?
Yeah, the photograph.
How do you know?
He showed it to me. That time I met him in his room. He never mentioned you were in the army.
The army? Let me just go and get this fan. I'll put it over here so it doesn't blow away your account. That's better.
You told me you left Serbia to escape joining the army.
Don't investigate me, Kate.
Were you lying?
It was a bad time in my life. I don't like thinking about it too much. Yes, I did get conscripted. It was a nightmare. I deserted as soon as I could.
Just wish you'd tell me the truth, that's all.
Reception. Hello. No one there again.
Why do you think he had a photograph of you?
Don't do this to me, Kate.
I want to know.
I'm not supposed to be here. That's why. You have no idea what it's like to be driven away from your own country. You take far too much for granted, Kate.
May I help you, madam?
Excuse me, I would like to call a taxi.
You don't need to call one. If you go right out the front entrance there, there'll be a taxi waiting on the left, and if not, one will be along soon.
I would rather call one.
I'm afraid we don't offer that facility at this time of night, madam.
Well, thank you.
I apologize, Kate.
I lost my temper. It's... I just want to live, and wherever I go, people treat me with suspicion. Now, it's you.
No, I'm not being suspicious. I just...
I need a friend, not an inquisitor.
I am a friend. I just need to know...
Of course, of course. You're right. You must know the truth. But some things I would rather forget. I honestly apologize.
It's all right.
You must be able to ask me anything. And I must learn to open my heart to you. Reception. Hello? Hello? Bastard. Someone in this hotel is playing games on us, Kate.
It's almost time to hand over to the night porter.
Who is it tonight?
Caesar.
It's late.
Why don't you give him a wake-up call? I'll go and do the rest. Is there anybody there? I know there's somebody there. Who is it? Layla? What are you doing here? I tried to call you on reception, but you kept picking up the phone.
What are you doing here?
Did you tell him about the photograph?
What?
Did you?
Yes.
Oh, God. Run out of cigarettes. Don't go to the bar to get some more. I've been doing some research. Do you know what ITCY stands for?
No.
It was stamped on the back of the photographs. It's the International Criminal Tribunal for former Yugoslavia, and they come after war criminals. They have a library. I went there. I've got something to show you. Hold it up to the light there. Recognize him? A little thinner, a bit more hair maybe, taken in 1993. Demir Slarek, that's his real name. He was prison commander in... Oh, God, reading this line. Klonik. It's in Bosnia anyway. He executed 200 prisoners, buried them with a bulldozer. There's rape charges too. Straight from concentration camps to hotels. Same difference, I guess.
Why are you doing this?
Doing what? I'm not messing around.
Look, I know you don't like Sergei. I know you don't like me.
I'm trying to help you.
You are selfish and manipulative.
I promise I'm not making it up. Look, that photocopy.
It's not him.
Look again.
Well, you've done something to it.
Kate, I promise. I looked up that name at the library. This is the picture I found.
Could be anyone.
You know it's him.
Layla, you're letting your imagination run away with you. That's what happens when you snicker around.
Too
tired. We can talk about this in the morning.
The morning, we can't see it. They'll kill us.
I think you need some rest. I'll take you up to your room.
They kill Hicks. If they think we know, they'll kill us. You don't understand, do you? It's not just him, it's the whole hotel. All of them. The kitchens and the laundry, they're all the same. They're all hiding.
Where have you been? I've been looking for you everywhere.
After locking up the pool, I got a complaint about some noise, so I... Well, someone had the TV too loud. I just asked them to turn it down. They were fine about it.
Good. Caesar's taken over. Is it okay if I go to bed?
Yeah, that's fine, yeah.
You're coming?
Well, I've just got to check a few more doors.
Later, then.
I'm really tired. I need to get some serious sleep tonight.
Okay.
I'll see you in the morning.
Okay. See you. Good night. I miss you.
Yeah. Me too. Good night.
Kate.
Yeah?
Where are your keys?
My keys?
Yeah, you had your keys before.
I must have left them upstairs. I'll find them, thanks.
No problem.
You're set, Caesar.
Yes, boss. No problem.
I'm going to go to bed now.
Okay, boss, no problem.
I'll be back early in the morning.
Okay.
Good night, then.
Oh, there was a call.
For me? Who was it?
Hicks. Mr. Hicks.
What? Let me see. It was a call for Mr. Hicks.
Sure, that's what I said.
Did you take a message?
No message.
I see. Good night, then. Tell me, Caesar. Do you ever think that one day they'll get you? You know, the people who think you did something wrong.
What wrong?
During the war.
I did nothing wrong. I never do anything wrong.
Right. Well, good night, then. Mr. Lateef.
I want to sleep, but I can't. Everything conspires to keep me awake.
Let me take you back to your apartment.
Now you, Kate.
Me?
Now you are causing me worry.
I don't understand.
Oh, I think you do. You're making everyone nervous, Kate.
Why?
Because you are.
I see.
I'm not well, Kate. I haven't slept for days. And you're not helping. They're blaming me, Kate.
Blaming?
For all this. Hicks, the police. They're blaming me.
Who is?
You know who they are.
No.
Yes, you do. You knew all along.
I didn't know.
Oh, Kate, you knew you got paid. You did get paid, didn't you?
My promotion?
With promotion comes responsibility. We both got paid.
Who was paying us?
The agency.
We were being paid to give these people jobs. What's going to happen now?
We carry on. As long as you behave, Kate.
Behave?
That would be best. Or you could leave, go travelling again. I see you've started to pack already. Huh? That's fine. But don't be like Layla.
Layla?
Well, imagine how these people will pursue you for the rest of your life.
What about Layla?
You'll never feel safe. Always looking over your shoulder.
What about Layla?
If you tell Kate, and they know it's you, well, do you hear children playing?
No.
Yes, it seems to be coming from over there.
In the cupboard?
I can hear them. Open it.
You're imagining it, Mr. Lateef.
I'm so tired. Don't be another worry for me, Kate. I need to relax. I need to be able to sleep.
Layla. Wake up. Layla.
Kate. Is everything all right?
Yeah.
You should be in bed. There was an American tour arriving in the morning.
Yeah, no, there was just a phone call for Layla when I was at reception, and I just wanted to pass it on to her.
Layla's not here.
She's not?
No, her father came to take her home 2 hours ago.
You sure?
Yeah. Have a look if you like. I have a key. See? Empty. What's the matter, Kate? So jumpy. You unwell?
No.
Is there something you want to tell me? I think there is. You're shaking. Sit down on the bed.
No, I want to stand.
Kate.
I know.
Kate, you're confused.
No, I know all about you.
Oh, I hope so. I do hope so. But I think you're confused and tired.
Don't touch me.
Situation sneak up on you, Kate. Your situation now, it's like my situation then. You're trapped in a world of shadows. In war, nothing is ever clear. You don't know what are lies, what is truth, and you have to make decisions. Decisions that will mean life or death for others.
Tell me the truth.
I am, Kate.
About you. I want the truth about you.
I never did anything that I'm ashamed of.
Why are you hiding then? Why don't you hand yourself in?
Why should I suffer that?
Did you kill all those people?
Kate.
Did you?
The question insults me. You shouldn't believe in this propaganda.
Did you?
No. I'm innocent.
And the others?
I don't know about what others did. I did nothing. I hold nothing against anyone. I just want to live. What do you want, Kate?
I want to be able to trust someone. Just for once in my life, please, please, let it be okay for me to trust you.
Kate, I promise you, can.
I just want all these thoughts to go away.
Then kiss me. Love me. Love me. You know me. Kate, you know me. Trust your instincts. You're making things too hard for yourself, Kate. It doesn't need to be that hard. Trust your instincts. Trust me. Let's get some sleep. Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Good morning, everyone. Guten Tag, guten Morgen.
Good morning.
I'd like to welcome you all to the Hotel Europa. Hope you had a pleasant flight. My name is Kate. I'm the assistant manager. This is Sergei, the head receptionist. We're going to get you checked in and issued with your room keys as quickly as we possibly can. Now, there's rather a lot of you, so if any of you would like to go through to the breakfast lounge where we're serving breakfast before checking in, you'd be, it's just over there behind you. It's on the right over there, so that's right. On your right, you'd be most welcome to go there. Now, we want to make your stay here a pleasant and relaxing experience. So if you have any problems or any questions, then don't hesitate to ask any one of the staff here. We're all here to help.
Thank you. In Hotel Europa, Kate was played by Kerry Fox, Sergei by Rad Lazar, Mr. Latif by Roche and Seth, Layla by Daisy Beaumont, Hicks by Adam Megiddo, Samir by Michael Mellinger, and Caesar by Mirko Sekulic. Music was by Nick Russell-Pavier. Hotel Europa was produced by Jane Quill. It was written and directed by John Dryden and is a Goldhawk Universal production for BBC Radio 4.